This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Everybody knows blues had a baby. She called her baby rock and roll.
Hey, you're with Cyan, bringing you the roots of rock here on Manawatu People's Radio. We kicked off tonight's show with a bit of Yank Rachel's Tennessee Jug Busters there, which was also the name of the album, and that was a track called Texas Tony. Now, this came out on Delmark in 1998, but it was all recorded back in 1963, and Yank Rachel was the master of playing the mandolin for blues, And this was actually the first blues album to feature the instrument, although he had been recording since 1929 and 1930. He recorded for Victor Records, and later he accompanied Memphis Minnie and Walter Davis in the studio, met Sonny Boy Williamson, the first one, and became good friends, and they recorded together for several years. And it was the folk blues revival of the early 60s that saw a lot of these older bluesmen being rediscovered, and that's when Del Mar got in and recorded quite a few of them too. But this particular album features Sleepy John Estes, Big Joe Williams, Mike Bloomfield, and Hammy Nixon on the harmonica and the jug. Now that particular track had Hammy Nixon on that. This was actually recorded at Mike Bloomfield's residence by Bob Coesta and Pete Welding. All right, I'm going to play another track from that particular album, just because I haven't played you any from it before. But the second track is Shout Baby Shout. And again, same guy, Hammy Nixon on the harmonica and the jug. So, yeah, enjoy a bit of sort of good early blues.
Good, I know you can see better than I can, you know.
Well, listen, I'm going to have to raise you. How do you feel, Ray?
You don't have to see the play.
I see, that's what I'm talking about now.
Yeah, yeah.
As you got a feeling. Did you tell when I coughed and I cleared up my soap? We don't want that. We want demo records coming good right. We don't want nothing in that. Spoil it.
I'm gonna send my baby a brand new $20 bill. I'm gonna send my baby a brand new $20 bill. You know if that don't bring a man, I bet my shotgun will.
You're
when my baby left town, she left me a mule to ride. When my baby left town, she left me a mule to ride. But when that train left the station, you know that mule, he lay down and died.
You're
I want to shout, baby, shout. Shout, baby, shout. Shout, baby. Chicago, it ain't no hilly town. Lake Mission ain't no river. Chicago ain't no hilly town. Look, but look like my bed trying to tear my reputation down. I done spoiled my bed, then I let her lay up in the bed and dream. I done spoiled my baby now. I don't live up in the bed and
dream.
But if something's going on wrong, she said she didn't want to leave.
Oh, say that,
I got to shout, baby, shout. Shout, baby, shout. Shout, baby, shout if you don't want. Got me now on a bum. Mama ain't mad at you. Mama ain't mad at you. But then I know my bed, you sure gonna jump in.
Now, the first part of the show tonight is some of these early blues and blues shout and rhythm and blues. We've got Wynonie Harris up next. He was someone who was mentioned by a lot of music scholars to be one of the founding fathers of what we call rock and roll now, so it's like the roots of rock. I'm going to play you two tracks from Wynonie. And first one's Hurry Hurry. Came out in 1944. And it was recorded with Lucky Millinder and his orchestra. Reached number 24 on the US pop charts at the time. And here we go with Hurry Hurry.
My daughter today. The mailman walked right by my daughter day. He didn't leave no letters, just kept going on his way. Mine all in store, and when you come home, baby, I'll pull the shades and lock the door. The door, I'll pull the shades and lock the door, take the key, throw it away, call mama, that will be the day. Don't let your love grow cold, cause you thrill me to my soul. So baby, baby, won't you hurry, hurry home.
Now, Wynonie was born back in 1915, unfortunately passed away in 69, only at the age of 53. Came out of Omaha, Nebraska originally. And, yeah, as I said, some of his music, it was even covered by Elvis Presley in the 50s. And this particular track reached number 3 on the US Rhythm and Blues charts. And it's actually recorded along with Illinois Jacquette and his All-Stars. And the track's called Wynonie's Blues.
That's all right, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. Treat me low down and dirty, yes, that's the way it do. I love to hear my baby call my name. Love to hear my baby scream my name. She calls it so easy and oh, so don't complain. So meet me in the bottom and bring my boots and shoes. Well, meet me in the bottom and bring my boots and shoes. Hurry, baby, I ain't got no time to lose. Look out, Illinois Jacket! Yeah, mash and talk some trash this morning. Yes, let's drink some mash, talk some trash this morning. I wanna be loving you when the rooster crows at dawning. Cause I ain't mad at you, don't be mad with me. I'm in love with you. Well, I wish you'd love with me, cause I love you better than I do myself. Yes, I love you better than I do myself. Please don't leave me and find nobody else.
Now, our next track here is actually comes from one of my bits of sticky old vinyl, from Howling Wolf. It was actually released on vinyl in 1971, or my version of it was. The album's called Going Back Home, but it was actually recorded in Chicago back in 1955. So here's a bit of Howling Wolf with Oh Red. Track from an old bit of sticky vinyl. We've got an album called Willie's Blues, came out in 1959, and it was a combination of Memphis Slim and Willie Dixon. Memphis Slim on the piano, of course, and little track here, I Got a Razor.
Never lost no fight. I'm way too fast for that cat. Now look, if me and a grizzly's having a fight, no, don't you think the fight ain't fair? You talking about helping me? You better help that grizzly bear. I got a razor, man, and I got a chip that's a cinch. Man, I can split a bolt of lightning before lightning could move an inch. Wildcat is all in a clinch. You ain't got to worry. I got him sensed. Man, I'll tie a couple of knots in his tail. Then I'll pull his teeth and clip his nails. I got a razor, man. I got a chip that's a cinch. Yeah, I could split a bolt of lightning before lightning could move an inch. Now look. Man, I can toss up an apple and then shoot out the coal. Yeah, I can peel it and then slice it before it hit the floor. Man, you know I got a razor. And can't nobody win over me when I got a razor. Man, I always got a razor. And I don't never miss.
Now, speaking of Willie Dixon, he's written a lot of music for a lot of these blues artists as well, and played on a lot of their albums at different times as the bass man. But there's an album I've got that came out, well, CD actually, but came out in 1992. But it was actually the complete Chess studio sessions of Buddy Guy. And they're all Buddy Guy's recordings from the late 50s and very early 60s. And this particular track, I'm going to play you two tracks from this album, because it came out in two discs actually. But the first one here is one that was written by a guy called Michael Murphy and Willie Dixon, and it's Buddy Guy with Every Girl I See.
Queen. how she looks, you know, words can't tell. Because of all of these girls, you know, they sure look swell. And every girl I see, I look into her to me. And every girl I see, looking good to me. And the girl I see that I don't have face, she got so much charm and a silken lace. And what to do, you know, I don't know, because I never felt like this before. And every girl I see looking good to me. And every girl I see looking good to me.
Time for a quick little break here on the Roots of Rock, but we're back with that second track I mentioned I was going to play from the very early Buddy Guy recordings for Chess Records, as well as a heck of a lot more, as well as some brand new tracks from different artists later on in the show as well. Hey, so don't go away.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Hey, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the Roots of Rock on Manawatu People's Radio. All right, as I promised, second track from Buddy Guy from that very early recording from the late 50s and early 60s from his complete Chess studio sessions. And we've got one of his own compositions here, 10 years ago.
Know. Ooh, if I could just call back back to you.
All right, now our next track comes from a guy called Cyril Johnson, or Sylvester Johnson. Actually born Sylvester Thompson originally, but changed his name to Johnson. Anyway, he was born back in 1936 and in Holly Springs, Mississippi. And he actually just passed away this year, back in February, at the age of 85. Now, I have played you some of his stuff fairly recently, but here's a track from an album that came out back in 1982 called Ms. Fine Brown Frame. And album's actually got a very nice framed, a dark woman on the cover. Anyway, a little track here called Groove Me. We'll be right back.
sugar blue.
Next up, we've got a track from Sugar Ray Nausea, or just Sugar Ray as he's called as well. Born back in 1954 in Connecticut. He's still going strong and plays harmonica and as well as the vocals, of course. And he's also a songwriter. And I got a track here from him from an album called Sweet and Swinging, came out back in 1998, called Need My Baby.
Sweetheart, let her be my blushing bride. When she called my name, my head go round and round. She called my name, my head go round and round. Yeah, she kisses my lip, my heart jump up and down. I'm coming at you, baby.
was mentioning Willie Dixon before. I've got an album here that came out in 1984 from Alligator Records. It's actually got Sonny Cherry with Johnny Winter and Willie Dixon. And this particular track also has a guy called Steve Homnick on it as well. And it's a Sonny Cherry penned number with Hoo Wee Baby.
Hey, Johnny, well, I'd like to do a little more of that little thing what we did the other day, you know, when we started Hooray.
All right, Sonny.
Oh, on the end there.
Yeah.
Before you started.
Yeah.
Now, see, let me hear that guitar now. Lord have mercy, that sound good to me. Woo! If you leave me, honey, you know it's gonna hurt me so. Ooh, 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 baby, baby, sure look fine to me. Well, I love you, baby, gonna tell it everywhere. Well, I love you, baby, gonna tell it everywhere. Well, she knocks me out the way she ever had. Ooh, 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 me, baby, sure looks fine to me.
Someone I've introduced you to fairly recently, you know, in the last year or so. That's recent to me when you get to my age. All right, we've got Johnny Drummer here. An album came out on Airwig label back in 2013 called Bad Attitude. And a little track here of a bit of humour to it, Bitter in the Butt.
To the store. There was a dog on a chain standing by the door. Moving side to side like he was on a prowl. When she tried to walk in, he began to growl. There was an old man standing to the right. She said, "Good morning, mister, will your dog bite?" He said, "My dog won't bite, he's just a mutt." When she tried to walk in, he bit her in the butt. She tried to turn around, he bit her in the butt. She tried to run away, he bit her in the butt. Everywhere she turned, he bit her in the butt. Dominates the scene. He's so bad to call him Mr. Mean. He's larger than a dog, smarter than a horse. If you try to be his friend, you made a bad choice. Old man still standing to the right. She said, "You told me a lie, you said your dog wouldn't bite." He shook his head and said, "I'm sorry, dog, bitch, I didn't do you no wrong. But that's not my dog, my dog is at home." He's a big dog, he's a bad dog. Everywhere she turned, he bit her in the butt. In the butt. Next day, another lady was at the same store. Same big dog was standing at the door. She tried to give him water in a little white pail. She tried to rub his head, he wagged his tail. She tried to walk away, started barking like a nut. She turned her back, he bit her in the butt. She tried to turn around, he bit her in the butt. She tried to walk away, he bit her in the butt. Every way she turned, he bit her in the butt. She said, "A dog is a dog, I don't care if it's a mutt. Never trust neither, he might butt you in the butt. Felt like I've been kicked by a horse, hit by a truck. When that big dog bit me in the butt. He's a big dog. He's a bad dog. He's a mean dog. He's a vicious dog." Like a frog, wobbling like a duck. When that big dog, bad dog, bit me in the butt.
All right, time for another one of those quick little breaks here on the Roots of Rock. But we're coming back with a track from Kenny Neal. And then we're following with some new tracks from the Larkin Poe album, Shemeika Copeland. Brand new tracks that I've just got from a guy called Connor Selby. And I've got some Bridget Kelly Band again and Mud Morganfield All right, and some more, so stay tuned.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Hey, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the roots of rock on Manawatu People's Radio, MPR. 999 AM on your radio dial for local people, and MPR.nz to get us online. Also, to go for back issues of my show on demand, you can MPR.nz/show/rock. And I believe you can download the show in the first week that it's actually being played. And after that, you just have to listen to them. But you can listen to them on demand going back quite a while. All right, as I promised before the break, Kenny Neal. I'm not quite sure when this one was recorded, but it's one of those tracks that I'm not quite sure who wrote or who might have performed it first. But here's Kenny Neal with Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Man Feeling Bad.
People can talk and say what they want. They can be happy and glad. Have everything today, and tomorrow lose all they have. But I ain't sad. Blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. When you do all you can do and give the shirt off your back, tables can turn and put you on the wrong track. But I say, blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad.
Blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. feeling bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do understand what he's saying there. Anyway, we've got some newer tracks now coming up for a little bit. We've got Larkin Poe here from their new album they put out this year called Blood Harmony, and a little track called Southern Comfort.
Secondhand smoke or a Greyhound bus. Pretty or not, baby, here I come. I had high hopes, it was all downhill. Life flying by like I was standing still. I'm a little nobody from the middle of nowhere. Gotta get home, I know I will. Cause I'm missing the southern comfort. Flies headed east along the ridge line. Kudzu weighing down the chain link. Don't give a damn what folks like you think. I'll take the mud you wash from the river. Gold ain't the only thing that glitters. I'm missing the southern comfort. Deep water I'm going under. Counting down my days are numbered. Give me that southern.
Yes, have to admit to just being in love with those two girls, Rebecca and Megan, Larkin Poe. All right, up next we've got Shamika Copeland, Johnny Copeland's little girl. And this was an album she just put out earlier this year on Alligator Records. The album was called Done Come Too Far. And quite an interesting track here. It's Fell in Love with a Honky.
Walking in the tussies, next thing I knew, we was playing footsies. He wasn't really handsome, just not my type. Standing by himself in a jukebox light, but there was something about him that was kinda cute. Made me love him right down to his cowboy boots. I fell in love with a honky in a honky-tonk bar, dressed up like a rodeo star. Plays country blues on a beat-up guitar. Fell in love with a honky in a honky-tonk bar. About a week later, we had another date. He cooked me chitlins and chicken fried steak. Offered me ice cream, my kind of fella. Had him some chocolate, I had me some vanilla. Things were heating up, I couldn't help but notice. He stopped singing Hank and switched right into Otis. In a honky-tonk bar. When he's honky-tonking, I almost lose control. Who knew a country boy could have so much soul?
This next artist is brand new to me. It's a young guy. He's only about 24, I think it is. He's out of the UK, and he's won the Young Artist of the Year at UK Blues Awards 2020, 2021, and again this year. Now, he released an album back in September, which is the tracks I'm going to play for you. But it's also coming out next year at the end of March or beginning of March or whatever, sometime in March. And it's a sort of deluxe edition with another four bonus tracks on it. But I'm going to play you two tracks from this album. It's a self-titled album. It's called Connor Shelby. And first track here is Emily.
Said you don't like the way you dress. My friends all call you evil. Well, my life is in a solid mess. She got the powder through my ear. They say your heart is tainted. Girl, I want you to take me to. Give me a little more time. Find out what I can do for you. Oh, Emily, won't you keep me from this misery? Oh, Emily,
whiskey, pour me gin. I'll take anything you got for me. I thank the Lord for this life of sin. Let's get together and make some history. Say your heart is tainted. Girl, I want you to take me too. Just give me a little more time. Find out what I can do for you. Oh, Emily, to keep me from this misery.
I would say at only 24, we're going to hear a lot more about this guy, Connor Selby. He was influenced by such people as Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Ray Charles, Van Morrison, quite a wide range of artists that basically have influenced him to get where he's going. All right, the second track from that new album from him is The Man I Ought to Be.
Thank you. sometimes I get a worried mind. Words are hard to find, but you help me place them. You know, sometimes things don't go as planned. Wish I was a different man. Still, you hold on to me. Lord knows that I'm trying. Just what you need. Lord knows that it kills me when I'm not the man I ought to be. I could take back the time, take back all the tears you've cried. Well, I would if I only could. Nothing in the world means more to me, knowing that you'll always be right here next to me. Well, I know the clock is ticking. Yes, it is, baby. And I'm living on borrowed time. I want you to know that deep down in my soul, well, I'm so glad that you're mine. You that I love you. Yes, I do, baby. Well, then words can never say if you let it happen now, darling. With you I'll forever stay.
Alright, time for another quick little break here on the Roots of Rock, and we're coming back with that Bridget Kelly band I just introduced you to in the last week or so, and that new Mud Morganfield album, Muddy Waters' eldest son, as well as a Muddy Waters track, and we finish off with a few ladies. Alright, stay tuned.
Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.
All right, you're back with Cyan here, bringing you the Roots of Rock on Manawatu People's Radio. All right, a couple of weeks ago, or last week, I introduced you to this new album, came out on November the 1st, from Bridget Kelly Band. And she plays along with a husband here, or a partner. And I think he does most of the vocals on this particular track, but the album's called Winter's Coming, and there's a little track called Get Along Well.
Mississippi. You ain't got a friend. Double cross me, baby, all over again. We gotta get along well. We gotta get along well. We gotta get along, baby. We're gonna sing the blues. Some gotta have it, some gotta give. We can't go on living like this. We gotta get along well. We gotta get along.
All right, now from an album that just came out on November the 11th on Delmark, Mud Morganfield, Muddy Waters' eldest boy, and the album's called Praise, and the title here of the track is Money Can't Buy Everything.
If I won $1 million, playing the lottery, I learned a long time ago, money can't buy you everything.
All right, and from one of my old sticky bits of vinyl again, we've got an album that came out back in 1967 from Muddy Waters called Mud in Your Ear, and a little track here from Muddy called Natural Wig. Now, Jimmy Barnes out of Australia there, he's got a gorgeous daughter called Mahalia Barnes, and she's also taking up music. I'm not quite sure what year or album this came out on, to be honest, but it's just a single from an album, a single I just received some time ago, and it's the single's called It's a Shame. So here's Mahalia Barnes here with It's a Shame.
Be down on me. Could be easy, but you gotta be down on me. Could be easy, but you gotta be down on me. Can't you see that I'm right where I wanna be? Such a shame that you gotta be down on me. It's a shame that you gotta be down on me. Could be easy, but you gotta be down on me. Can't you see that?
Actually, I do know where that came from. It was an album called Mahalia Barnes and the Soulmates. Came out back in 2007, actually. All righty. Now, we've got someone else here, that another lady that I got a live version of a song, I Lost My Baby. She does an awesome job of it. But here we are, just quite amazed. I have played you a couple of tracks from her before, but I don't think I've read much about her. But she was born back in 1945 in Brooklyn, New York. Spent most of the time, most of her life in Quebec, in Canada. And she does hold dual citizenship. She was raised by musician parents from Jackson, Mississippi. But she actually, although raised as an English speaker, she mainly performs in French, although this particular track is in English. I just, again, sort of discovered things like she's an actress as well, but in 1969 she moved to England, where she actually appeared weekly on the Peter Cook and Dudley Moore show of Not Only But Also. And I used to watch that, so I should remember her from that, but it was a long time ago. And she's also been on backing vocals for the Rolling Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want, and Country Honk. Also on their 69 album, Let It Bleed, as well as their Honky Tonk Woman. She's also worked with John Lennon and Elton John. And she's also appeared in one of the black and white episodes of the Benny Hill Show. So, yeah, she's done a lot, all right? And this is, as I said, a live track from her called I Lost My Baby.
I lost my baby. I lost my darling. I lost my friends. I lost my mind, yeah. I lost my baby. Join like our man and all the family. And all the family. You know what? Je ne peux vivre sans toi. Je ne peux vivre avec toi. Et tu pouvais vivre sans moi. Je suis foutu dans tous les cas. I'm not afraid.
un jour tomba pour une chanteuse populaire, grandie en Algérie à cette fois qu'elle nasse. Et qui dit un jour, je repars faire ma vie à Hawkesbury, à Hawkesbury. I lost my baby, yeah.
Alrighty, now we're finishing off tonight's show. I'm going to say goodnight right now and leave you with this last track from Joyanne Parker, who I've played some music from before, but this is a live track of hers covering the Etta James classic of I'd Rather Go Blind. So I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show, and don't forget to tune in again next week for the Roots of Rock here on Manawa Two Peoples Radio. Good night.
everything's over. I saw.